So where are you going to go?
Find out October 14th.
Well, it's pretty cool you broke the record on the long run, not just like the short run, right?
Long run is a lot better than the short run. I had a 3-yard pick on you, like, you broke it. But I'm giving all this credit to my teammates. Like I said, without them, I'm nothing.
Did you want to get into the end zone there? 2 yards short.
I could have sworn I got in there. I tiptoed, but we didn't get in there, so it's just whatever, I guess.
Is it nice to just have it behind you now? You know, you can move on, concentrate on the rest of the season?
Honestly, I wasn't thinking about it from the beginning of the season. Everyone was asking me. Like I said, I just want to win a championship. It's the only thing on my mind.
Tony Dorsett was here. Did you see him?
My little brother, that's Tony Dorsett's nephew. So I knew he was coming, but I didn't really see him. So.
You didn't celebrate much at all when you got that record.
That wasn't my number one goal this year. Winning a championship is. We win a championship, I'll show you some excitement. I might run up and down the field 1,000 times. But it's a great feeling, but really it's not what the number one priority on my mind.
Are you glad they didn't stop the game and make a big deal of it?
That stops momentum. We were on the momentum roll. Stopping the game, that's not really that necessary. I just want to win a championship, man. That's my number one goal. That's all I'm working for right now.
How does it feel to play up and to beat a good team like Mount Lebanon?
Feels good. Shows people that we can play in Quad A, we can play in Triple A. Like I said, the Parkway Conference, it's the real deal. Every team in the Triple A, they'll bring it or you'll lose.
Take me through the play that got you the record. Was it just a simple play and you saw something materialize or?
They were sending their corners, so we were just trying to get to the outside and pin one of their corners, and we went on fast, and then Adam Murray and Zach Roman picked up great blocks on the outside, and it was there.
What did Coach Festival say at half?
He said, I said, Coach, I don't really think we could run outside right now. They're blitzing the corners. It's kind of complicated to get outside. And he said, we just got to go up the gut. Then from there on, we ran 46 gap, 45 gap, 43 counter gap, 44 counter gap.
What are your impressions of Luke Hagee, who's also a really good runner and having a good season for them?
He's a good runner. He got a great line. Those dudes are huge. They're humongous. He knows how to run north and south and follow his blocks.
Was there any talk at halftime how many yards you were away from the record?
Not really. My little brother ran down and said 36 yards, but other than that, I really didn't pay any attention.
So talk about the way your line played. I talked to Joey Welsh a little bit. He said, you know, they got off to a slow start, but he just told them they got to get lower and just make a little more effort. Talk about the effort those guys gave tonight.
Honestly, I might have the smallest line in the Wibby, but my line has heart. They'll come out every play for me and block till they're about to die on the field. That's why we play so good as a team. Like, we have so much chemistry. We grew up since we were like 6 years old playing twerp football, and we're just so used to each other, and I believe in them. Even if they're 5'8", 260, and they got 6'6" dudes, but they still come out and give me a hole, so I have no complaint.
Did you call for the ball for the winning touchdown play, the fourth down?
Yeah, I said I want the ball. They knew we were running quarterback sneak repeatedly, so I was just like, I'm either going to jump over his pile or I'm just going to lower my head and hopefully someone just hits me in. So.
People probably have been asking you, glad this is over and everything, but you dealt with this, like, an attitude of, not that you didn't care, but it was no big deal to you. So it's not like there's a relief off of your back, is it?
No relief. It wasn't on my mind from the start. The only thing on my mind is the championship. When we get that, then I'll be relieved.
Were people around you more excited about the record, maybe because of your teammates and your little brother coming down and that kind
of? Yeah, everyone was proud of me. They know I worked hard for it, and I give it all credit to my teammates. I don't know how many times I gotta say this, but they are the number one reason why I'm even here right now talking to all of you.
Russ, what did it mean that Mike Bruno was in coming watch you and kind of pass the baton?
I really appreciated it. He's a real cool guy. He reminds me of Jersey Shore too much, so I laugh a lot when I'm with him. But he's a real cool guy. I have a lot of respect for him.
How how do you like where the team is right now? I mean, 4 wins, you beat a couple really good teams in your own conference. Are you guys in a good place going forward?
Yeah, we're moving. But we can't come out next week and think, we just beat Mount Lebanon, they're quad A, we play a triple A team today. We'll get pounded. I'm going to be honest with you. Blackhawk will come out, or I think we play Blackhawk.
Yeah.
They'll come out and destroy us. So it's we got a Monday. It's back to work.
Russell, you were in kindergarten when you set that record. Do you remember anything? I mean, do you remember anything about that? Was even football even a? What's it like to me to think it's been 12 years though?
A
whole group of kids went first through 12 and nobody broke it.
I didn't know anything of it when I was little. I played football when I was 4, but I still didn't that's Mike Vernella. I was like a little kid just running around, so I really didn't pay any attention.
Okay. How long have people been counting down this record for you? When you first started hearing about it?
I think last year or the year before, something like that.
And
I don't remember.
For that matter, at what point did you start to feel, hey, I can do this, I can get that?
Sophomore year, I think I had 2,700 yards, and I was just like, man, my line is really blocking. Every year, they're just bringing it, and I'm just running through big holes and just running around. So, I'd probably say my sophomore year, I was just like, it's in reach, but we were at Heinz Field. That was what was on my mind at the time. So.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You still making your announcement week 7? Is that the plan?
Yep. Central Valley.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.